Earlier today, at the age of 41, Kobe Bryant was killed in a helicopter crash. In 20 seasons with the Lakers, Kobe was a 17-time All-Star.
Throughout the NBA so far, we've seen kind of this stunned silence in a lot of arenas. Kobe was the face of the game for a long time when he was with the Lakers, and he's kind of stayed in the public eye.
Kobe really was the Lakers. He embodied the Lakers. Some players came and went. You know, he and Shaquille O'Neal weren't always the best of teammates. Kobe Bryant leaves a complex legacy. I mean, there will be people who will remember an allegation of sexual assault and how that was dealt with.
Kobe had a sexual assault allegation come out of Colorado that sort of jeopardized what was then a very clean image.
It is an unquestionably ugly part of his legacy. It's one that is somewhat receded into the background, but it does still exist.
Hey guys, you're listening to the voice of Valerie Denise Jones. I want to first apologize in advance because I had absolutely no intention of doing an audio tribute to Kobe Bryant. Not because I'm not a huge fan, because I am. It's just that I just don't deal with death very well. I lost 9 family members back to back, and of the 9 was my mom and grandmother. So I have a tendency to disconnect from the matrix versus connect when it involves someone that I care about. So there you go. The opening audio clip was a lot to unpack. Shame on you, Washington Post, for saying what you said. That was just so uncalled for. But when Wanda Sykes jumped on board and actually teamed up with Alison Morris after she said something that was so vile, you know, I let it summon me out of hiding because, boy, the things I want to say to Wanda Sykes right now, oh my God. Anyway, I'm just going to do my very best to put it in this audio and hopefully by the end of today's audio, you will join me in signing a petition versus Alison Morris. I'm all for the First Amendment, but God dang it, people, there are certain things that it's not for public consumption. So however you feel is how you feel, but don't put that ish on air. All right. So guys, here is another clip that was just as slanderous as the intro audio. And then, yeah, we'll just keep getting more and more vile until we reach the end where we talk in the comment section. And then hopefully we end up on the site versus the petition, the petition versus Alison Morris. Here we go.
Fuck the Lakers. I hate them so much. And that rapist, Kobe Bryant. He's the fucking team captain. He's in no, oh, that was Denver. He raped that chick in Denver. You guys should give her season tickets. And every time the Lakers play in town, just seat her right behind the opposing bench. Just have her wear a t-shirt that says, I still remember. You should. Fuck that guy. He totally raped that chick. All my friends are like, dude, his turnaround jumper is sweet, so don't bring it up. I will bring it up. I will. We hate the Lakers. All my friends try to defend him, too. They're like, dude, he didn't rape that chick in Denver.
Ah, yes, the herpes sore of comedy, Mr. Ari Shaffir himself. If some of you people don't know this piece of shit, you may find him riding Joe Rogan's coattails from time to time on episodes, or other comedians that are a lot better than he is. So, first off, my name is Christian Ramey, and this is the Sloppy Horror Podcast. This is not a sports podcast, but the things that I've seen transpire over the last 36 hours have inspired me to go full Mamba mode, make this fucking video, and put some things at ease. Okay, so Ari Shaffir is gonna get his ass whooped. And if you don't know why, well then we're gonna go ahead and kind of get into why. So, where does Ari Shaffir come into all this? Well, this piece of shit, maybe an hour, maybe two, after the accident had happened, this little fucker goes to Twitter and says, Kobe Bryant died 23 years too late today. He got away with rape because all the Hollywood liberals who attack comedy enjoy rooting for the Lakers more than they dislike rape. Big ups to the hero who forgot to gas up his chopper. I hate the Lakers. What a great day. Hashtag fuck the Lakers. The backlash starts pouring in, right? Twitter starts hitting and saying, fuck you, Ari. So he posts, I was hacked, right? So for a split second, people were thinking, oh my goodness, maybe this guy was hacked. Until this piece of shit puts out this video here.
As I know, there's always a lot of like hate, pain in the world, and there's always a bunch of terrible stories. And every once in a while, there's a good story. A good story comes out. The guy who got away with rape got his today. Kobe Bryant is gone. I'm here in Charlotte, the home of the team that originally drafted him. Maybe he wouldn't have raped that chick in Denver if he had stayed in Charlotte with the Hornets.
All right, guys, I'm going to step right there. I cannot digest another second of that audio. Pardon all the explicits, but I'm sorry, not sorry. I think sometimes explicits are the way to go, especially when you're talking about Ish. And Ari is Ish. He really is. There's no other way to describe him. So a big shout out to the podcaster who expressed himself the way that he did. Speaking of Ish, you know, Kobe isn't even in the ground, and the New York Times and the Washington Post is just going way out of their way to change the trajectory of the man's career. I mean, the media, a certain portion of the media, always goes out of their way to taint a black excellence. We can't do a damn thing without them trying to slander us as if we're the only people in the world who commit crimes or we're guilty of, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a daggone shame. It's really, really sad. What's even sadder is that Oprah Winfrey and Wanda Sykes do not get it. How dare you, Wanda? How dare you be in support of Alison Morris? Like, for real? Anyway, guys, let me introduce Alison Morris to you in case you don't know why she's trending. Here we go.
Kobe Bryant had an untimely demise as he was one of multiple fatalities in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California. And Alison Morris of MSNBC was reporting on this tragic situation, and this is what happened.
An athlete, the kind of star that was perfectly cast on the Los Angeles Lakers. Kavita, if I could ask you to stay with us, we're going to...
Now, of course, the backlash was swift on social media. People were calling for her firing, so she apologized by sending out the following tweet. She said, "Earlier today, while reporting on the tragic news of Kobe Bryant's passing, I unfortunately stuttered on air, combining the names of the Knicks and the Lakers to say Nakers. Please know I did not and would never use a racist term. I apologize for the confusion this caused." And she put a never in capital letters. If she would probably said that on air, she said she probably would have said, "Please, no, I did not and would nigger use a racist term," if she would have said that on air, but she tweeted it. She said she apologized for the confusion this caused. First of all, Allison, the Knicks have nothing to do with this.
Like nothing at all.
Like absolutely zero. Okay, those teams, the Knicks and the Lakers, are on two different coasts. Kobe never played for the Knicks. Like there was absolutely zero reason for the Knicks to be on your mind.
They didn't even play each other last night. There was nothing, no reason.
Yeah, I don't understand it. So that lie you concocted to cover up, you know, you saying the N-word, that's not going to fly. Let's play Alison Morris regular first.
An athlete, the kind of star that was perfectly cast on the Los Angeles Lakers. Kavita, if I could ask you to stay with us, we're going to...
Now let's play Alison Morris with the N-word normalized. You can hear it in HD.
An athlete, the kind of star that was perfectly cast on the Los Angeles Lakers, Kavita, if I could ask you to stay with us, we're
going to... No debate here, okay? I know people are saying to themselves, what was she thinking? What was on her mind? Well, the answer to that is simple. Niggas, okay? We heard what you said, and you know how it sounded. You know how it sounded to us at a time like this? This is how it sounded to us.
Niggers.
All right, guys, I'm going to stop the audio right there. Big shout out to the Breakfast Club. You guys always do a phenomenal job. Thank you. Thank you. I love you to life. And I appreciate you so much. For those of you who did not know who Alison Morris was, there you have it. She is a person who abuses and uses the N-word at will. She is live on air and everywhere. So please never, ever forget her name. Now, speaking of people whose name I'd love to forget in this moment is Wanda Sykes. Wanda Sykes. I am Wanda Sykes on Twitter. And on January the 27th at 10:34 a.m., this is what Wanda Sykes tweeted. When I first heard it, I told my friend I bet she was about to say Knicks. Then tried to cover and said Nakers, but failed miserably. That Nick was out there. I believe her hashtag Nakers. N-A-K-E-R-S. Listen, guys, there is not a petition out versus Wanda Sykes, but there is one versus Allison Morris. So please go to change.org for more details. All right, so I've just got a few more things before I get out of here. And the first is a solicitation of sorts from NTSB. NTSB is looking for photos. So I want to play this audio clip so we can help Kobe.
This morning, new video of what appears to be Kobe Bryant's helicopter taken just 30 minutes before it crashed by a homeowner living under its verified flight path. Now, as investigators search for clues in the wreckage off the steep hillside, they're also looking at the weather as a factor, the NTSB appealing to the public for help.
We're looking for photos of the weather in the area of the crash.
The pilot, identified as Ara Zabayan, was an experienced aviator and flight instructor who colleagues say put safety first. But Sunday morning, thick fog and low clouds had grounded LAPD and sheriff's choppers. So why did Zabayan choose to fly?
My concern is just the decision-making process. And if we weren't flying in that weather, why is anybody else flying?
Eyewitness Scott Dalen says just moments before the crash, he heard the chopper hovering above.
About 20 seconds later, just heard a thump. Heard plexiglass breaking up.
To have had this happen right here in front of you, what was that like?
I just wish it didn't have to happen.
Kobe Bryant regularly leased the luxury chopper, a Sikorsky. It took off from Orange County Airport at 9:08 a.m., headed to Bryant's training academy in Thousand Oaks. Air traffic control told the pilot to follow highways to the north, a normal procedure. But with the clouds and fog, Zabayan requested special visual flight rules for low ceilings.
Helicopter 2 Echo X-ray with you for the special via fire transition. We are currently at 1400.
Minutes later, over Calabasas, the chopper climbed, then descended quickly before dropping off radar with no mayday.
2 Echo X-ray, you're still too low level for flight following at this time. 2 Echo X-ray, SoCal.
The Sikorsky has one of the best safety records of any helicopter. Chopper pilot Kurt Dietz, who had also flown for Kobe Bryant, says he had never felt pressured by the basketball star to fly in any unsafe conditions.
Did he ever insist on trying to get through weather, or did
he ever insist on nothing like that? No. The actual pilot flying is a final authority.
So it's up to him?
Yeah.
Tom, there's so many questions here, but it was so striking that the NTSB investigators said they wanted the public's help. They want pictures of the weather in the area. Is that unusual?
The NTSB really in recent years has been coming out and asking for the public's help because everybody has a cell phone these days, right? So people have photographs, they have video, like you saw in that piece of the chopper just a few minutes earlier. They want to collect all of that data of the chopper flying, but also of the weather. And by the way, the Sheriff's Department has had a problem with just curious onlookers trying to climb up that hill to get to the wreckage scene. So the Sheriff's Department now has deployed officers on horseback and ATVs. They've got a perimeter around the this entire hill, foothill, mountain, however you want to describe it, to keep people away.
So, Tom, as I understand it, no black box, no cockpit voice recorder, other than these pictures and the video that they're looking for from folks who might have been in the area. How else are officials planning on getting data from the flight?
Yeah, and by the way, that was a surprise announcement when they said yesterday, in fact, there was no cockpit voice recorder. We've been led to believe that there probably was. So they will now try to get as much data as they can off of the avionics inside the helicopter. This is an advanced helicopter. There should be good data off of that. But in addition, the iPad that the pilot was using to file his flight plan, that should also hopefully glean some data. And anything at all that they can get from air traffic control, from the radar tapes, all of that will be part of this investigation.
Tom, I mean, you imagine this high-speed crash into the side of the mountain. Do they think they're going to be able to retrieve that data? Will it be in a form that they can get the information?
Well, that certainly is the hope. I mean, as you know, right now, these microprocessors are pretty small. They usually can withstand a crash, but there was also a significant fire. So absolutely, all of that is going to be of concern.
All right, guys, we are almost out of here. I hope you got two things at least out of that last audio clip. The first thing is if you got photos, please contact NTSB. NTSB give them your photos and get a few more details. The last thing is, guys, I know you love your social media platforms, but please don't go hiking your butt up that hill to go live stream or take pictures. It is not worth it. We already lost 9 lives. We do not need another tragedy or accident, okay? Now, this last part is sort of a three-way tribute. One, it is for Kobe, but also a tribute to two people that I totally admire, the amazing Lucas and also Joshua Brown. So I'm going to combine two audio into one, and you'll just get out of it what you get out of it, okay? And then, we'll hear from our sponsors, and I'll bid you adieu and give you back your day and meet a few of you down in the comment section, okay? Here we go.
I don't see how people can be so hateful. The reason why I say that is that people, there are some who are bringing up his case involving the 19-year-old who's the accuser. Now, I don't personally have a problem with that. And the reason why I don't have a problem with that, because I'm for freedom of speech, okay? You have the right to say anything you want. It may be the most asinine, just disgustful and hateful thing I've heard in my life, but you have that right. Now, just because I agree that you have the right to say some outlandish stuff, that doesn't mean that I condone everything that people say. Because you have these individuals, the first one being Evan Rachel Wood, who just completely slanders a man's name. Completely. I don't know how you can say that, especially when you look into the details of the case. When you look into, you know, she eventually came out, she lied about certain details. When you look at the underwear and the DNA evidence of that, you look at, you know, that she was allegedly bragging about the incident. Like, if you look into the case, and I did a cursory glance at the case, and it's just like it fell apart right in front of me. Regardless, if you want to say, you know, believe all women, okay, believe all women. That's what you want to do. But his 13-year-old daughter was with him. Is this really something you want to put out and tweet right after his death? Like, do you think, does that click into your head? This is something I'm going to put out. Is that something you think that his wife would want to hear? Much less given the fact that the case was dismissed. You have the next one. Ari Shaffer comes out talking about nonsense. Just nonsense. All right. I'm like, okay. All right. They coming out the woodworks now. They just popping their heads out. They've been silent this whole time. But given this tragic, horrific incident, now they coming out just popping out their heads and just saying some really interesting stuff. Some really interesting stuff. You have the other one, the reporter. Somez, who retweets, 2006 article recounting the allegations and everything. I don't know, man. I don't know. You tell me what the common denominator in all these individuals are. You tell me. So I don't know about you, but for me, it seems that there is more disdain and hatred and venom shown towards Kobe Bryant than there was, heck, than they showed towards John McCain.
What does it take?
Damn, I look good.
To be a champion.
My body's a well-oiled machine.
A superstar.
I'm ready to go.
A legend.
Oh, shit. It's Kobe Bryant.
Help me.
Just pass me the trophies and we'll pull you out.
Pass?
These were Shaq's anyway.
Is he a new Nostradamus? They do it. They had a cartoon series, something something high school, and it was pretty raw. And they were always having a celebrity done in. That's how they dealt with them.
Oh, so that's where cartoon is from.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They had a series it was on. It was pretty raw. It was about black topicals. Yeah, a bunch of black folk. Two of them are black nerd wannabe OGs that they can't get. One of them's got a younger brother who claims to be an OG, but he doesn't even know what life's all about. And they got a white boy that aspires to be black in it. So, you know, that's the three characters you see in the thing there. And one fat guy that just a nerd, and he can't get over on anything. So they go to high school.
It's
just play basketball. One of them got an older brother that was a basketball star that stays high most of the time. So that's the characters you saw.
Oh, I see. So it's really nothing. Just weird.
So
he didn't rape.
Well,
he didn't
the
rape
feminists
that
want to
consensual.
Get him because of the rape accusation. The charges got dropped because the woman turned out to have had sex with six or seven guys that same day. And
yep.
The thing that I thought was worse about that was what the LA Times had in their transcript of his interrogation by the Colorado detectives. And in that, he was trying to make a deal with them that if they let him go, he would give them something on Shaq so they could prosecute him. And basically, the bottom line was, did this happen in Colorado? I don't know. Well, we're not interested. So
wow.
That's what some folk, you know, aren't too impressed by.
Wow. So
they put it on the front page.
They wanted something on Shaq.
No, they didn't. He just said, look, man, I could give you somebody as big as me, man, if you let me go. Who? Shaq. And he said, you mean your teammate? He said, yeah. And well, did any of this happen in Colorado? I don't know, but maybe it did. Well, we're not interested.
Wow.
Transcript that was released by the detectives on the Freedom of Information thing to the Times, and they printed it.
Wow.
That wasn't too cool. Now,
no, that's
you can
awesome.
Strike this, but one time, to back that up, when Shaq got traded, I think he was down there with the Miami Heat, and they were interviewing him. How you doing, Shaq? Everything all right? Yeah, man, I'm feeling good, feeling good. How's the pain? Well, yeah, I got that under control. How's the team? We're doing all right, yeah. We're strong. I think we're going far this season, et cetera, et cetera. You got anything else to say, Shaq? No, no. Yeah, come to think of it, yeah, I do. Kobe, go fuck yourself. You know,
damn.
But, you know, he's doing the political thing. Everybody's coming out talking about one of the greats is gone. That's what you do for the fans, see. But I always say it's tragic when anybody is relatively young and bows out. It's just, you know, what kind of legacy do you leave? Great basketball player or what made you go a little bit above and beyond? So I don't know that much about the guy other than stuff like that. So I don't know. Maybe he was a great one.
Yeah.
I just was unaware of anything he did, like, say, LeBron financing some schools and stuff, you know. But
right.
I don't know.
Yeah. I got a friend of mine out in L.A. when he was Kobe first got out there. Kobe had hired him, black guy too, hired him to help him with his record label. So he hired all black dudes. And he said, my buddy heartbroken because he just texted me and he was saying that, you know, Kobe was a real good dude outside that incident in Colorado, obviously. But he said, you know, he really was good. And he said white folks didn't like him because he didn't cater to them. I remember when he renegotiated his contract, he hired Cochran to help him out with it so he could save the commission with the agent. So he didn't even use an agent to negotiate his $80 million contract when his first one was up. And that was a trend with him and Iverson and Ray Allen, and I think Marbury did the same thing. So he was really a brilliant guy, and then he just won an Oscar for his short film 2 years ago about basketball. He wrote it and he started a film company, which he was getting ready to do more black movies and, you know, animation and stuff like that. So that was just, of course, you know, what I was told.
Well, you give me a call and I'll tell you some more stuff, but, you know, it isn't anything for general consumption, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you some more stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's happened over the last 35 years. The country has gotten away from deeds to appearances. And it's like right now, all a woman has to do to condemn somebody is to make an inference, let alone an assertion, whether or not it's crazy or not.
Right.
Like that girl had traces of having had sex for at least, I think, 4, if not 5 people that same evening.
Right.
So did he do anything inappropriate, or was he just the one that she was trying to offer up an explanation to the boyfriend that she did this on to because she was mad at him or something like that, if I remember the storyline?
Yeah, I remember it was crazy. She had like all these different types of semen in her underwear. And how they,
yep.
They, she was foul. She was super foul. Yeah.
Well, yeah, they didn't start. They dropped all the charges.
Yeah. And you're right. He did say something like about that Shaq. I remember we talked about that in the barbershop. And we was like, great ball player, but not a good friend.
Great ball player, but perhaps one of his things that he could have done that would have made him really great was to have been a team player like Michael Jordan.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I know they did a piece, him and Shaq, a few years ago, where they amended their beef difference and talked about how dumb they were with the ego and how everything, you know, transpired and apologized to each other. And it was done on television in an interview, one-on-one with Shaq and Kobe, you know, and they just made amends with each other how egotistical they were because they realized that as they got older, they could have done so much more together as opposed to being apart, you know. But,
well, you know, politics and business make strange bedfellows, they used to say. Not saying you're doing that association they make with it nowadays, but sometimes you have to do business with somebody you can't stand. I played football, right. And I know one or two times there was somebody that I blocked for because I was on the same team, but the person I was blocking for, I couldn't stand them.
Mm.
You know, you want the team to win, so you got to do what you got to do.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
There was a problem.
Hey, you know what, guys? I'm just going to stop the edit right there because I'm not exactly sure I am accomplishing my goals. I feel like I'm making more of a mess of the situation because I don't know all the information. And the more I seem to expose, the more it comes out. So what I don't like is to shine a light, especially when I don't know all the details. And that was the whole goal of introducing today's audio clip. It was to introduce the facts of the case and not the myths and also not any conspiracies or prejudices. So I'm done. I am totally, totally done. So guys, you're going to get out of it whatever you get out of it. I am Team Kobe for life. Nothing's going to change that. As I'm sitting here doing this edit, man, I'm getting a slew of text messages and updates and more links to more research. And man, screw all this, man. Look, I'm Team Shaq and Kobe, and that's it. Forget it. Okay, all right. So meet me on Instagram at Valerie Denise Jones, at Valerie Denise Jones for more updates and details. That's it. I'm out. I thought that last audio was going to be it, but it's not. I'm going to leave you with this tribute because this is exactly how I feel. All right. I love you, Kobe. I love you for life. I'm out.
There's still lots of tributes pouring in for Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter Gianna, and the seven other victims of the horrific helicopter crash. Last night, landmarks across the country lit up in the Lakers' colours of purple and gold. Here in New York City, we had the Empire State Building, we had Madison Square Garden. Los Angeles had LAX and the Ferris wheel at Santa Monica Pier, and that was only a few of the locations we've named, so it was great to see cities getting behind these amazing colours as a tribute for Kobe.
I mean, from coast to coast, you know, it's really beautiful to see this.
It's so soon. And Kobe's legacy continues to be celebrated. Here he's on the cover of the Time magazine, that photo featuring his final bow there. What a shot that was.
It was. And Kobe's longtime teammate, Shaquille O'Neal, has opened up on his podcast, The Big Podcast with Shaq, saying he wished he communicated more with Kobe. Shaq and Kobe had a long and complicated history together. And through their careers, they definitely had many ups and downs in that relationship. He said in part, when we saw each other, it was love and respect and, you know, looking out for the kids. His daughter, Gigi, was a fabulous player. I just wish I could have talked to him more. That's it. I just wish he was here. I wish I could say something to him. He also continued by saying, I'm not doing well. I'm sick. I'm just getting over the death of my sister. I haven't eaten. I haven't slept. I'm looking at all of the tapes now, but I am sick right now. And I think that's how a lot of us still feel.
Yep. And another one of Kobe's peers, LeBron James, took to Instagram with a statement too. In his post, he said, I'm not ready, but here I go. Man, I'm sitting here trying to write something for this post, but every time I try, I begin crying again, just thinking about you, niece Gigi, and the friendship, bond, brotherhood we had. I literally just heard your voice Sunday morning before I left Philly to head back to LA. Didn't think for one bit in a million years that would be the last conversation we'd have. He continued, I'm heartbroken and devastated, my brother. I love you, big bro. My heart goes to Vanessa and the kids. I promise you, I'll continue your legacy, man.
Wow.
This show is sponsored by MyOliveLeaf.biz, MyOliveLeaf.biz.
And Top of the Food Chain Films at BlackWhiteAndBlueFilm.com. Again, that's BlackWhiteAndBlueFilm.com.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
Trump is sort of this walking white supremacy symbol. And they see that and they are buoyed. They're like, wow, like this is the guy who is the embodiment of what we wish we were.
Donald Trump made people comfortable with not having to be politically correct anymore.
That means white folk who want to go on with their racism, their bigotry, their sexism, their homophobia without being challenged.
He's playing to people's fears and he's exploiting their fears for his own political ends. And I don't even know that he believes his own rhetoric.
He's not trying to give all the jobs in Chicago to people in Tegucigalpa.
Trump is the best thing we could have because we were bamboozled by the Democrats and the Republicans. Now we see that it's a system based upon the interests of rich white men with property and power, always has been, will not change.
When you say something like, make America great again, what does that mean?
Black, white, and blue, America, this song is for you.
Trump is not a racist. Trump is about business. And most business people like me want a guy like him in charge.
All right, guys, that is the end of the trailer. Please, 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 if you'd like to find out more details, go to Curtis Schoon's website. His website is blackwhiteandbluefilm.com. BlackWhiteAndBlueFilm.com. Please go to the site, peruse the site, hit a few clickable links because the entire documentary film is available for rent or purchase. Again, that website is BlackWhiteAndBlueFilm.com.
Today's show is sponsored by My Olive Leaf. Please visit MyOliveLeaf.biz to shop for olive leaf extracts, which will assist your efforts to transform your life. Detox your body, increase your energy, get restful sleep, and rid your body of antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal properties. Do not delay. Contact the MOL reps today. Please visit myoliveleaf.biz for their full line of olive leaf extracts and moringa products. Oh yeah, for those of you who would like a personal consultation, please call the MOL reps at 612-567-3263. Also visit their website and social media pages for the latest on sales, new releases, and more. Have a great day. See you in the comments section.